Welcome, Spartans, to Mission Debrief. We're playing every mission in the mainline Halo video game series in chronological order, discussing our experiences and sprinkling in a little lore along the way. If you'd like to play along and have your thoughts read on the show, email us at podcastevolved@gmail.com or drop us a tweet at podcastevolved on Twitter. We'll be playing the Storm mission from Halo 3 on the next episode. This episode, we're debriefing the Savo Highway mission from Halo 3. I'm your host, Colin Perkins, alongside David Arnold.
Hello, everybody.
And Krista Brown.
You say Tsavo, I say Tasevo.
You would. Last mission, Crow's Nest. Last mission, Truth interrupted the UNSC strategy session in order to taunt his adversaries and order an attack on their bunker. The Covenant stormed the base from multiple entry points and forced the UNSC to evacuate. Chief saved everyone he could while the Marines rigged the facility with a bomb so they could make an explosive exit. This mission, Chief dusts himself off after another crash landing and immediately teams up with the surviving Marines in the UNSC bunker caves. The soldiers roll out on warthogs and carve through the Covenant resistance amidst the wreckage from the collapsed New Mombasa space elevator. Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
After outgunning or outrunning a slew of brute choppers and race, Chief receives orders to start the assault on the dig site at Voy. Date of the game is November 17th, 2552. Let's go. Let's get started. Let's dust ourselves off. So he's crash landed again. Like, we just went down an elevator, right?
Yeah.
And
the whole building
was blown up. And
Cortana said some eerie things.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be your grave, she says, I think.
Tomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do like the beginning of this mission here, because it sets this little, it sets the stage, I guess, for what's going on. Like, you see everything burning, and, you know, kind of it's the slow fade in to the caves. You know, Marines are all, you know, injured and hurt and coughing, and you're, like, wandering around trying to figure out what to do. And then you see a sergeant, and he has a name, Gunnery Sergeant Reynolds. He's, like, ordering the Marines. It's like, all right, here we go. We got to mount up.
Yeah, get the hell out of here. A.K.A. Nathan Fillion.
Is that him again?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yes.
Oh, man, he's all over the place. You do hear on the comms, it's Miranda, and she's telling Chief to find transport and a rendezvous. I didn't pick up if it's specifically somewhere, but like you're supposed to hear static a lot of the times in the comms because of the, you know, the explosion and you're underground and all that sort of stuff. So the goal of this mission is really to rendezvous with the rest of your team who you helped escape. That's about all that happens, really. You just kind of drive and you shoot stuff. It's a lot of fun. We'll take you through it. But not a whole lot happens from a lore perspective. Krista, how do you like this mission? Is this one you look forward to? Is this one you kind of roll your eyes at when it comes? Or are you just, like, where are you at with this one?
I started the mission and I'm like, I have no idea what this mission is. I totally forgot about this one.
Oh, really?
I was going through because, like, the first couple minutes you're just literally just driving and there's not much to do. And then the first big area with all the brutes and the shade turrets is when I'm like, Oh, it's this one.
Yep.
This one blends pretty well into the next mission, so I think that's where my confusion is, because I knew what the big, like, main strokes of this mission are, the three main areas you get to.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't remember how it ends and, like, where it ends in conjunction to the next mission. So this one's a bit forgettable for me. I remember some of the big vehicle battles and some of the big brute battles, but mm-hmm. Other than that, this mission is just kind of, oh yeah, that happened, on to the next one.
The encounters are memorable, I feel
they
like
are.
To
yeah.
your point, you're like, oh, I remember this part, and then you keep going, you're like, oh yeah, I remember this part too, this is kind of cool. But yeah, like I said, like lore wise not a ton happens. This whole mission could have been done like in a cool badass cutscene, but it doesn't, and it is the first vehicle mission of Halo 3, so it's let's go, let's get on the Warthog. David, what are your thoughts on the mission overall?
I like it. I mean, it is, when you kind of break it down, which I have never really done, it's super simple, but I kind of like it. I mean, there's no cutscene, There is, in fact, from a piece of trivia, there is no dialogue at all from John in this mission.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak. So they're literally getting from point A to point B and having fun along the way. And that's pretty much it. I played this mission twice. I played it once just today, and I actually played it earlier last week with Oren, getting some achievements.
Nice.
And there's a great one for this mission that is like getting 4 warthogs over the bridge.
And oh, like, really?
I think it's like 4 hogs in 1 gap or something like that. It has like a weird name. So we had, you have to do it on Legendary. That was really tough, but it was good fun trying to keep your warthogs alive and get them to the bridge and then deploy some grav lifts and kind of ramp them over. It was pretty fun. It was actually great fun.
Nice.
So that kind of helped this mission a good bit. Other than that, I love the set pieces. I think they're great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll talk through them as we get to them, but I actually really enjoyed this mission.
Nice. So do you hop on the turret or do you drive right away, David? What do you do?
Oh, I drive.
You drive? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the AI in this game.
Yeah, I definitely took the wheel. Krista, do you take the wheel or do you let the computer
do its thing? Yeah, I feel like because I had, this is back to Reach, but I mean, whenever you got into the gunner seat of a warthog with an AI driver, they just drove you off a cliff. So I never let AIs drive me around anymore.
I switched back and forth a little bit, but yeah, we'll get there when we talk through the mission. Why don't we do that? So let's get out of the caves. I do like how the sergeant rounds everybody up, and when you hop in the warthog, I feel like there's kind of a little bit of a rah-rah. Like the Marines are like, yeah, let's go, let's do this. So that's cool. And then you drive through the caves a little ways, and it's a cool little drive, kind of through the darkened area, and then you see the light at the end, and then there's the door. With a bunch of jackals and maybe some grunts, I think, are there right at the front of the door. So you kind of clear those out however you want. You could drive past them if you want. There's a little kind of stairs and a little platform up on the side. You can go grab a shotgun if you want, but you don't have to. But then, yeah, you open up. Once you get out of the caves, you open up and you see these giant rings. They're all like this weird structure, and I had totally forgotten what it was, and I was starting to look it up, but then I drove around a little farther. You can actually kind of drive off to the right or left, excuse me, kind of up the hill and off to the left, and that's where you'll actually trigger some dialogue between some Marines, and they'll say, hey, yeah, this was the space elevator from New Mombasa.
Which is so cool, because we just finished ODST. We saw that thing fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an iconic structure in Halo 3. Like, I remember a lot of the trailers and stuff having these rings from the space elevator in the background. Like, one of the first trailers where Chief's walk in and then he sees, like, the flash of Cortana. I mean, the ring's right behind him. So I think it's really cool because it kind of harkens back to, you know, just the Halo rings in general.
Right. Yeah, totally.
Also kind of interesting, though. It stated the space elevator collapsed when the city was glassed, but we know it actually fell the day before when the subspace True left.
Well, glass records have bad planets, so.
Well said.
The space elevator, the setting is cool. Did we see it in Halo 2? I'm completely forgetting.
I believe it's in the skyline, yeah.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
And so somewhere along the lines, again, because we played ODST before Halo 3, where it would make complete sense to us that, hey, yeah, that makes sense. This thing was giant, and it fell all over the desert here.
I mean, it's literally an elevator to space. It's kind of big.
It's kind of big.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, totally. All right, so let's drive through the wreckage of the space elevator, and we get along. There's like lots of little pockets. So you get out of the caves, and you kind of come up. You see the wreckage, and then you know there's lots of towers around, the Covenant towers, and there's usually a brute and some jackals or something like that nearby, and you can kill them or not. You can just decide what you want to do. I think what I was doing, I was kind of cruising. Cruising past some of it, and then others I would actually sit down and, you know, kind of clear the area. Part of it had to do with whether or not I was driving too, because if you're not driving or if you're on the turret, the Marines will usually kind of circle around until you kill all of the Covenant in the area. Did you guys find that at all? Or you guys didn't let him drive, so you probably didn't But
yeah, but I've done it in the past. They're, okay. They're generally like that. They don't power through. For the most part, they always like circle and let you kill and fight.
Yeah, which is fun, which is cool. I mean, it gives you the turret's so much fun. Like my controller was rattling this entire mission just from using that turret. It feels so good. The sound's so good. It's just great to just destroy and burn through the Covenant. It feels good. Yeah. Anything else from this kind of opening stages? You're just kind of going through the hills here. You do get to the point where there's like a little blockade. You kind of come up to an area. You kind of come up a hill, and then there's a phantom just sitting there, just chilling. And you come down, and there are just pockets of Covenant throughout. There's a shade turret off in the distance. There's the phantom there hanging out. There's like a blockade of some sort. It almost looks like a dam, but it's not. But yeah, that's kind of one of the first major encounters, because at this point I was on the turret. And the Marine was just not doing a good job driving. He would just kind of race into the middle. And so everybody's plasma pistols were pointed at me. And I didn't last very long. And of course, I was stubborn and tried to let him drive multiple times. I think I ended up finally getting it after, I don't know, 15 minutes of dying, because my Warthog got around one of the big rock in the middle and got stuck. And so I was able to kind of pop out and then, I don't know, I had a little cover or something. But what I ended up figuring out I needed to do was I needed to take out the plasma turret on the Phantom first, and then, like, because that thing's powerful. If it pelts you too many times, you're gonna die pretty quick. So I did that first, and then looked at the shade turrets, and then there's also Jackal snipers up there too. So this area actually has quite a few enemies. David, what was your approach in this little spot?
I like to kill everything.
Okay.
So when I can, I always go to the left and try and run over the two brutes. Depending on your difficulty, you might get like a brute captain or major in here, like a gold brute. So it's well worth kind of mowing these guys down. And that kind of big massive boulder does give you like great cover from like the snipers and stuff, as well as the Phantom, which will eventually just go away when you take out the turret. So you can just fly through this if you want to. Just kind of go around to the left. And go all the way up and around. You can like very easily get past this, but I normally fight.
Yeah, Krista, do you cruise or do you fight?
I was planning on cruising, and then my Warthog flipped over, and then I killed a couple guys, and I got back in and drove away. But I have played it where I usually on co-op where you just kind of mount up the Warthog and drive around and kind of take everything out.
Mm-hmm.
Or get out a little bit and hop on a shade turret or something.
Yeah. At one point... Oh, you hop on the shade turret too? That's brilliant.
Yeah, you can hop in the shade turrets. Well, they die really easy, so you got to be careful that it doesn't die before you get on it. But you can hop on the shade turrets.
I love the sound of those shade turrets. Yeah.
Laser sounds. So good.
Reynolds pops on the comms here and is talking about trying to reach keys. But let's see, it more or less says that it's just best to get a long ways away from the bunker. Just make some distance between the brutes and you. Yeah, and then so once you clear out this area here, then you get to a couple buildings. And this area is pretty, I feel like, again, memorable spots. Like this is a memorable spot because this is where you start to see choppers show up. And then there's a semi-truck stuck in the middle like that you can use for cover. There's a shade turret up top. There and then there's a cave that you need to drive through, but there's is it just an energy shield? Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, it's the barrier. It's
an energy barrier. So you can't drive your vehicles through that. So this is a sticking point to a degree, I guess. You could just cruise up. You can walk through the barrier, but you can't take your vehicles through. And somebody on the comms does pop up, or maybe it's a Marine that says you can't do that. But then in order to get through that barrier, you have to like walk through it, and then punch or shoot the little console that's holding it up. But yeah, this is a fun area. It's fun to see the choppers. And is this the first time we've seen choppers? Yeah, probably.
We saw it at EST.
Right, but this is the new thing in Halo 3.
Yeah, are these trash vehicles? So this is a brand new vehicle.
They are trash.
They're literally made of trash.
Yeah, it's very good. But I think at some point during, you know, one of my deaths, one of my playthroughs of this mission, I did hop into a chopper just to cruise around. And they're fun. I think one of you mentioned that you actually do like to hop in the chopper because they have the long range.
Yeah.
The weapon on the front, you can shoot from a long ways. So one tactic would be to hop in a chopper and then just fire away those shade turrets from a distance or kind of pick at the brutes that are right by the front door.
Yeah, totally.
Krista, what do you typically do here in this
spot? I tried so hard to get one of those choppers, but they both exploded on
me. Yeah,
they're
kind of weak.
I'm like, ah. Because I love switching over to the vehicle where I can drive and shoot as soon as possible on missions like these.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was really frustrated, and so I jumped out of the Warthog and kind of finished up the level, or just this area on foot. I hopped up I hopped up to where the shade turret was and pretty much just sniped everyone with the battle rifle.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Did the drones come out for you right away? Then once you got up there,
you have to go up to the shield and kill one of the brutes. At least for me, that's how they spawned. And
okay.
They just kicked my ass the first time because I completely forgot about them, and I'm like, oh, those exist.
When they're right in your face, they're tough.
Also, hilariously, once I killed all the drones and went through the shields, the Marines had gotten the Warthog, and they just kept ramming the shield with their Warthog while I was
there.
So that was kind of fun.
God bless them. They missed
like,
you.
Aw, they really want to hang out with me. They think I'm so cool.
The little bird ramming his head against the window.
Aww. It's like when your dog, when you leave your dog outside and he's like scratching at the door to get in.
Yeah.
It's like, aw, I gotta let the little guy in.
Do you grab a chopper here, David?
No, actually, most of the time I Warthog it, actually. I like to take the Marines through me. I like to kind of build the convoy if possible. Got all these kind of Marines following you.
How many can you get? Like a whole bunch?
There is about two or three Warthog. Well, actually, there's four because the achievement is four. But myself and Oren managed to get five on the go at one stage. They didn't all have Marines in them. But like you can get loads. And like two or three of those... Warthogs are the ones with no weapons, so they're just transports.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can have some good, great fun here with, like, some with Warthogs. Obviously, the Brutes are good, and their offensive capabilities are way better than Warthogs. But when I come to this section, on the harder difficulties, I do it on foot. Because you just get destroyed if you try and drive in. It can be very difficult. So, and most of the time, you kind of got to clear the snipers, and there is a Brute in here with, like, a fusion cannon, and he will wreck shop if you're not careful.
Yeah,
so you always gotta take him out first.
There, one of the comms guys is Sergeant Stacker, who we've mentioned before in the past. I don't know if it was the right spot or not, but there's a Gunnery Sergeant Stacker here, so that's kind of his little Marines are right around this area, and you could clear out the area here. We take down the barrier, and then we head on through the tunnel. There's Truth inside, and remember when we saw Truth in Halo 2, he was preaching, you know, same
the
type of thing, the hologram. Yeah. So Truth, you can sit here and there and listen to him if you want to, or you can just smash the hologram, or you can drive by. Lots of options. But he talks about, I actually have his quote here. It says, "The gods will not begrudge our excavation. By uncovering this relic, we pay homage to their glory. When the dust settles, we will all see what I already know. Here lies the path, the start of the great journey."
Ooh, that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good little dialogue. But we kind of already know that, but he continues to kind of inundate his followers, I guess. All right, so we get through the tunnel here, and then we... Let's see here. I think I have made a note. There's some more comms here that pop on. Oni Recon 111. Oh, yeah. You get through this tunnel, and that's where you see the cruiser up above.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great little moment.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can actually hop out of the Warthog here, and you can get the skull if you haven't done that already, if you didn't know that. So you'll jump off. So right when you get through the tunnel, you hop out of the Warthog, and then you hop off to the left of the tunnel. or off of the bridge. And then you kind of go down and around. It's hard to explain exactly where it is, but you jump around the lower levels of this bridge, and you'll pick up the Tough Luck Skull, which is enemies dodge your fire and your grenades.
And so then you carry the skull and you kill warthogs with only the skull.
Exactly. That's exactly what you do. But anyway, the Covenant, the cruiser that flies over top, that's just, is that Truce Cruiser? No, it's not Truce Cruiser, because he's in the Dreadnought.
No, it's just a cruiser.
It's just a cruiser that's going closer to the dig site to continue to help Glass or dig.
Yeah, fun note, it has the Marathon symbol on the hangar doors. As it passes overhead, you can see it.
Oh, really?
It's cool, yeah.
Marathon was a Bungie game before Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, Bungie.
So is this the part where you're supposed to jump the warthogs over, right here?
You can, yes. The Marines will automatically jump out once you approach them. And they're like scripted to jump out of the vehicles. The achievement is here, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, it's here.
So just that first initial little jump, and then the next jump you have to get out of the warthog, right? There's like kind of like two back-to-back?
That is the one I'm talking about. There is one that you have to get out. That is the one for the achievement. You can... do one, you can actually kind of bash those barriers a little bit. It takes loads of time to get through. Or you can just pop the grab lifts and kind of boost yourself over them.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So then you can roll into this next area with a bunch of warthogs?
Yep.
That's amazing. That's super amazing. Then you don't even have to do anything. You can just keep cruising.
Well, pretty much you could. You could just fly your way through.
Yeah. This next area, is there a little tunnel here? It's like a kind of just a little structure, overhang, I guess. You drive through, yeah. Kind of drive through this area, and then there's some Marines that are kind of pinned down. There's a brute and a grunt firing away at them, so you can save them. Usually a bubble shield pops up from the brute. But then, yeah, this is another one of those areas where, like, oh, I remember this spot Once you kind of head down to the left, there's a ton of brutes down there. Lots of grunts. And this is where kind of there's buildings in the back. And you kind of just have to hang out and clear out a couple different waves of brutes in order to get the pelicans to come and drop off your warthog.
It's a pretty fun area, actually. I really enjoy it. They give you a lot of ordnance to work with.
Yep. Yeah, you get lots
of loads of power weapons here.
Mm-hmm. Lots of different weapons. And usually, there's a couple different parts where one of the brutes has a fuel rod cannon, and that's just a pain. They will just pepper you until you die. I think there's one or two that have fuel rod cannons in this area. And it might be in one of the two of the waves. I think there's one that has it right away, and then the second wave comes, and there's another fuel rod cannon. But I think what I do here is I don't run up to that back bunker right away. I try to clear out some of the brutes that are down below and use their... There's like these, semi-truck trailers and some big cement cylinders. So I kind of go in that area typically and will just kind of clear out as many as I can, or at least as many as I want to, before I go back into the back area. Because that back area has a turret. And you can use that for a decent amount of time as long as you don't get targeted by that fuel rod cannon. David, what's your approach here?
Typically, I run up on top of the first kind of structure you walk through has like a walkway above it. You run up there, there's loads of weapons up there. So I normally go up there and grab the sniper rifle. I try to snipe the crap out of people then. And then I love fighting my way through the middle, just going through the wave, just digging in. This is kind of my favorite. And then what I used to do, there's a crap ton of mines up in the room with the turret. I used to try and grab those, and there's like three or four of them. I tried to deploy them. They never really do anything, but in my head, I'm like, I'm going to plant these mines down and try and get them before the raid shows up and try and see if I can destroy the raid. But it's actually quite difficult to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, I tried to use those mines as well, but just... they wouldn't run over them, or I think you can end up shooting them too, and maybe that causes a little damage. It's not much better than a grenade. Actually, it's worse than a grenade. I'd rather just chuck something that explodes than hope they walk over top of it. Chris, anything different from you?
I usually take out the first wave and then move up to that upper area and grab the sniper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The sniper back there too.
Yeah, yeah, I love that sniper. So,
mm-hmm. It doesn't have much ammo, though. There's only,
no,
like,
it doesn't.
Bullets.
So, usually, so, like, the second wave, I pretty much ran out of sniper ammo, and then I grabbed one of the fuel rod cannons and just fuel rodded and then BR'd my way to victory.
I definitely used that fuel rod in the Wraith. So good.
Oh, yeah.
It dodges it, though. If you're too far away, it will dodge. It'll kind of scoot side to side. But if you, so you gotta kind of get in front of its face and just, you know, throw three or four fuel rod cannons right to its face and you take it out.
Yeah, I just directly at wraiths in this game, which isn't very good on heroic all the time. But I just run, if I don't have a vehicle, I run straight at them with a fuel rod until they die.
So you, I guess you could actually hijack the wraith here.
You can
do that this time.
Yeah. So the managed to actually. I don't know how I managed to do it, but I was probably because of playing on normal. But with the turret, I managed to actually kill the driver. So I just kind of walked up and got
in. Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
but that's probably rare enough to do.
The Halo 3 method is weird because once the Wraith takes so much damage, the driver will just die. And then you just take the Wraith.
See.
So instead of... You kind of have to hit the Wraith with gradual damage instead of hitting it with like a bunch of... Like a fuel rod where it's a bunch of damage all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And you just do that until the driver pops out, and then you just take the Wraith. It's not like in Halo Reach or something where you kind of can pop off the canopy and then snipe the guy out of the seat. He just kind of just falls out of the seat.
Yeah. Yeah, he does, it looks like he's falling, right?
He's just I'm done. He just dies, yeah.
the back, I mean, this whole encounter is it's a good encounter because there's so much cover. There's just so much stuff you can kind of hide behind. And then you have these jump pack brutes that just come... Like, some of them will just kind of hop around, but every once in a while you get one that just flies all the way up to you. It'll, like, use its... It'll burn its full fuel out of the jet pack and come all the way up, or, like, even jump over the building sometimes, too. But, yeah, this is a really well-designed area, if you ask me. I like it a lot.
I do too. This is definitely one of my highlights of this mission. It's just, they give you so much to play with that every single time I play this, I kind of come at a different angle.
And it's
it's great fun.
It's not easy either. I mean, a little lazy and just kind of like, oh, this would be fine. Or like if you get too far ahead, the brutes will overwhelm you. So you have to use all the ordnance. You have to use the cover.
You have to be smart. The nice thing about this is you can get overwhelmed really easy, so you have to be smart about this encounter. This isn't, especially on like heroic and higher, this is an encounter that you kind of have to plan for, and you kind of have to know what's coming and kind of act accordingly instead of just running and gunning.
Yeah, exactly. I think I did miss it. There was some comms before we get to this area where Commander Keyes hops on and she says, finally they've got a good connection. Truth's excavating the Forerunner artifact, and we assume it's the Ark. So this dialogue, they didn't know that. I'm trying to think here when we learned about the Ark. We learned about the Ark from Halo 2, right? The very end of Halo 2.
Yeah.
Yep. From 343, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they know what the Ark is, and then apparently at this point is they're maybe figuring out, oh, this must be the Ark that they're excavating.
In the debriefing in the last mission, don't they mention the Ark? Like, Truth is trying to find something called the Ark that can fire all the Halos at once.
Yeah, I thought they did too, but so anyway.
I'm sure they must have figured that out at the end of Halo 2.
Mm-hmm. And then Sergeant Johnson does pop on the comms too and just says, keep pushing towards the town of Voy. And then he says, resupply birds. We'll meet you at the next valley. So that's when, once you finally clear out that wraith, that's when the pelicans come in and you get another warthog and some marine buddies to hop on. And I love the marines in this whole, there's tons of marines in this mission. They're just so upbeat and eager. And they're just like, like you said, Chief doesn't say anything in this whole mission, but the Marines are there to kind of cheer you on and rah rah, and if you die, they say, "Oh man, they got Chief. He's dead." It's just the dialogue's so good from the Marines.
They just laugh at you and say, "What a loser."
Do they?
No,
they
wish.
Might.
That'd be funny.
I wouldn't be surprised. All right, so let's hop on the Warthog if you don't already, or you could steal the Wraith, and then let's keep going. into this next area. You do kind of head up into a, there's another tower up top, kind of at this valley. There's some more, you know, rocks and whatnot. And if you have a couple of Marines with you, all the better. There's kind of a turret, a couple turrets up at the top. And again, you can clear this area out if you want, or you can just kind of cruise through. Nothing's really stopping you. I don't think even on Legendary, I think maybe the turrets will get you, but you can probably just cruise through in this spot. But you will go through a little cave here up to the top and to the right. And then that's when you kind of come down and you see some choppers hanging out, and you must have caught them off guard because they're shooting at you or racing to get onto their choppers. But then you have another little stretch of highway here at the bottom. So you go down, and then this is another iconic area here, is because this is where you start to just drive around this entire, there's like a hill in the middle that leads to a highway, and there's a wraith on top, and then there's a bunch of brute choppers driving around, and then there's a phantom that comes in and drops another wraith. I think there's three wraiths in this area. It's good fun, unless it's probably more fun actually on co-op.
yeah, definitely.
It's not the best when you're playing solo and you're trying to decide, should I drive? Should I get a chopper? Should I be on the turret? Because most of the time, when I was doing this playthrough, I let the Marine drive, and he did not do a very good job.
Zero out of 10. He just kind of
went to the to the other side of the hill where the Phantom comes in, and then there's a shade turret up on the top, and the Phantom, and they're just all pelting you, and then there's some choppers. Yeah, it didn't go very well.
There are no good Uber drivers in the Halo universe. They're all awful.
Yeah. So I think what I ended up doing is just kind of I ended up getting out of the Warthog altogether, climbing on the side of the hill, the one that you can see when you come into this area, and just hijacked a wraith. That's what I ended up doing.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, David, what are you? What's your approach?
I had my wraith with me, so I just powered through this whole area and had hella fun blowing up choppers with the wraith.
Oh, because you picked up the wraith at the end.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cool. It was good fun.
Yeah, and so if you have that power vehicle, this area becomes a lot easier because you can fire and drive at the same time.
Hooray!
As Krista mentioned. Yeah, it's the best. Krista, what do you do?
I grabbed a chopper pretty much as soon as I possibly could, took out a bunch of the choppers in the first turret you see, and then I grabbed the wraith and kind of just swept up the rest of it.
Yeah. Nice. Sometimes, you know, when I was letting my Marine drive, sometimes I just get determined. It's like, okay, this is how I'm going to beat this level. And the Marine, he's going to drive, and I'm going to be the turret, and I'm going to get it right this time. And usually it takes way too long for that to actually happen. And so I think the first time I did this mission, I got frustrated. It just took the wheel and just drove up the hill past the wraith and just went for it. And you could do that. I'm on heroic, and I was still able to kind of get away. But then I just decided to drive all the way to the end of the mission, or just kind of sprint to the end of the mission. And then that's where you do get overwhelmed, because then there's some brutes behind you, and you get shot. What was actually unfortunate from this is I ended up kind of you pass this area, you go down the highway, and then there's like a blockade, or there's a bunch of brutes in the middle with the tower with some blockage. I fell off the side of the highway, but I survived, and then I got a checkpoint.
Ooh. Oh no.
So I was like hanging on the side of this rock trying to figure out, okay, can I step here? Nope, I'm dying there. Okay, I'm going to jump over here, and then I'm going to slide down this hill a little bit, and then I'm going to get caught, and then now what do I do? So every time I died, I would just be right back on the side of this hill, and the checkpoint is a hard checkpoint, so there's like, oh, I got to start the entire mission over.
Halo hell right there.
Yeah. That got super frustrating. Luckily, this game, and I forget if Halo 3, the proper game, has it, but Master Chief Collection has the rally points, yeah.
Yeah, the proper game did too. Okay. This is the first game that did it.
Nice. So there's an Alpha and a Bravo, and the Bravo rally point was not too far back. So it was actually, I think it was, oh, the Bravo rally point was right before you get to the area we just talked about with all the brutes and where the Phantom comes and kind of where you're holed up in the bunker area. So that's the Bravo point. So it's not too bad. I think I just ended up cruising past it. But that, yeah, that was not fun.
Yeah, that actually reminds me of something I used to do with my friends when we co-opted this mission, because one of the areas has like a piece of highway that's cut off and then has barriers in front of it. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that piece of highway, like if you kill your friend and you stand right at the edge, they'll just spawn off of the edge indefinitely.
Oh, really?
So we would fight each other, and then whoever won just got to watch the other one die forever.
Die constantly. Great.
That's what friendship's all about.
That's true.
That really is. Sounds like co-op or Krista.
Very good. Alrighty, so let's head down to the last little area. Like I said, there's those brutes in the middle. Depending on what you have, if you have a Wraith, you can just kind of pepper them and take them out right away. If you don't have a vehicle at this point, then you do have to take your time, because there is a lot of them, and they will overwhelm you. I would definitely recommend having a vehicle at this point, because there's a highway, too, that you have to deal with and kind of get down to that spot. But then you were pretty much done, so you kind of clear out that area up top, and then you head down. There's a slope that you head down. There's a crash pelican, like we always see. And then there's a turret in the back, and just a lot of brutes in this area. There's a chieftain brute with a turret, and it's pretty much mostly brutes. I don't even know if there's another jackal or anything. Like, yeah, I think it's all brutes.
No, it's all brutes, yeah.
Yeah. What's your approach, David, here?
There is a sniper rifle here.
Can you?
You can. You can bash through the barrier and get yourself through. It's totally possible. Okay. Just takes time. You can do that. There is a lot of weapons right before you go there. Like a couple of dropped human weapons are there. There's a BR, there's a sniper. So typically I use a lot of grenades here, and I try and pick them off one at a time. It's very tough on higher difficulties because there's just so much brutes in one space.
Mm-hmm.
So I fight my way down to the pelican and normally fight my way through the middle. It's kind of typically how I do it. I mean, there's a turret there you need to take out as well. I got some lucky grenade shots off today. Also, I'm playing on normal, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. The brutes will... It depends on the kind of the encounter, but the brutes, they will come up and kind of even flank you or get behind you, so it does make it a little more challenging. Krista, what's your approach here?
So I still had my Wraith, so I went up to the barriers, and all of the brutes just came up to the barriers. So I murdered them with the Wraith, and then sniped as many as I could, and I had no problem scooching those barriers out of the way with the Wraith. So I just...
Oh, you just pushed them, okay.
Yeah, I just pushed them aside, and I just murdered... Like, I didn't even think of this area as, like, difficult, because I had the Wraith. They just all died, basically.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so you took the Wraith all the way to the barrier, like, all the way down to where the mission ends?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. That makes it way easy.
It was really easy. It was ridiculously easy.
Right.
It's also very satisfying, because you see all the, like, the brutes' bodies, like, fly away and stuff.
Yeah. One of the brutes in the area before you get to the end here does have a beam rifle, so if you want to pick that up, and you can pick a bunch of them off before you get down there. But this is one of those missions where if you don't have the right stuff, like a Wraith, like having a Wraith at this point makes it super easy. But if you don't have that, or if you're not taking your time, this mission does get a little bit more difficult. But if you're just smart about what you're doing, you shouldn't have too much problems. But that's really it, right?
So yeah.
Once you clear out all the brutes here, I think you have to smash the barrier also.
Yeah, I think so. Just to open the tunnel.
Yeah, the way I ended the mission, once I finally got, you know, remember I had to restart the mission, or at least start at Bravo Point, I went into the tunnel, smashed the barrier just to see what would happen, but that didn't end the mission. I ended up having to clear out the chieftain that was still hanging out there. But then, yeah, then that's it. So then you do, I do love Hood's voice, right?
Yeah.
Like, he pops on here and he talks about how, now when we were in the bunker, they were talking about, okay, here's the plan, right? So then you get out here and you regroup with the Marines and Hood and Keys, and they say, okay, now we're going to execute that plan we were talking about. Right?
Yep.
I think that's about right. But that's it. Like I said, this could be this could have been just a kick-ass.
It's time to do the thing. Okay.
Yeah, this could have been a kick-ass cutscene. It's fun. It's still fun. I enjoy playing. I'm glad they made this level. There are some iconic encounters that we talked about, but there's not a whole lot of substance, like lore-wise. It's a point A to point B. Hop into a bunch of vehicles. Have some fun shooting guys. It's a good mission from that standpoint. But just a little bit of dialogue here and there doesn't add a ton to the overall story.
It definitely ups the difficulty level from the last two missions, which kind of gets you ready for some of the other more difficult parts of the game.
Yeah.
Like, this is definitely the first difficulty spike that we see.
Yeah, it's almost like a training you on vehicles, because we're going to be using vehicles later in the game. It's like, okay, here's... Now you can drive, you know, you can do a chopper, you can use your Warthog, you can get into a Wraith. Let's practice. Let's have some fun, because you're going to need those later in the game.
Or even just giving you a huge area with multiple waves of enemies to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else to add, David?
Just a small bits and pieces, really, that I said, in case you're wondering. Tsavo is a region of Kenya close to where the Tsavo and Athai rivers meet, and there was a place where the Uganda Railway passed over Tsavo River. The bridge will not be encountered, as it is on the underside of Voi. So these are all real-world locations.
That's cool.
With real-world geography. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. This is the only level where Thel Vadam is never seen in single-player campaign.
Yeah.
This is probably because he's in the Bungie Cannon. He has been evacuated from Crow's Nest via the landing pad Bravo when the Brutes disarmed the bomb. Yep. So he actually gets up and leaves, and that's kind of... You don't see him again. It's the first level where you get the Wraiths and Brute Chopters, like we said. Mm-hmm. It's the only level in Halo 3 where John has no dialogue, which I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't think there isn't really anything else really... of note that I haven't already said.
So, cool.
Like I said, short mission.
All right, well, I asked a community question on both Facebook and Discord, so why don't we do that quick, and then we'll get out of here. We'll move on to the storm. Woo! Krista, do you have Discord open?
I do.
Let's do it.
So, Colin Perkins asked the Discord, how much effort do you put into protecting/saving Marines during the campaign? Question for mission debrief - Halo 3 : Tsavo Highway end parentheses.
You guys are dicks, you know that, right?
That's our job. Masta G97 says, not much, only the ODST survive on my team. There are ODSTs in there?
I don't know about that. I don't know where that came from.
I think he's just saying the, like, ODSTs in terms of game ODST. Because I think it's all Marines here, but I didn't look at the character models. But as far as I'm aware, I think it's only Marines.
Yeah, it's only Marines. There's no drop pods or anything.
And then Ian says, more now than I used to, I get a strong attachment to my men now and feel obligated to protect them for the big bad Covenant and the woman, men and woman, woman and men. Humans. I'm attached to my humans. So thank you for not being horribly sexist. Thanks. Elson94 says, I remember trying more during the Sierra 117 mission, but I can't protect them as much if they accidentally run me over with a vehicle or throw a grenade on a wall that kills me. Yeah. Or they run each other over, too. That's the thing.
They do that a lot, yeah, I saw that.
You just
today.
Murder. I actually, I'm getting off topic, but I accidentally created a suicide bomber in one of the parts of this mission where I threw a spike grenade on him, and then he just ran towards the Covenant. Oh, I'm like, nice. Oh, oops. Well, that happened. So that was fun. Redacted 17 says, barely any. They're only use to me is to man the Warthog turret and drive. So he just uses them as expendable pawns, unlike me, who puts nice grenades on them and sends them to their doom. And then Min-Max Speech says, generally I keep an eye out if I can, but if there's more than 3 to 4, then I make no effort because they're going to slow me down too much. Mm. I can relate.
It's heartless.
And that is, I know, we're evil, evil people. And that's all I have from Discord.
Very nice. David, Facebook.
Yes. So we got a lot of responses on Facebook.
Yeah, there are.
Hot topic. There's a good few in there. Hot topic. So Colin Perkins, 9 hours ago, as of recording, how much effort do you put into protecting / saving Marines during the campaign? Open parentheses, question for mission debriefs / Halo 3 / Zabo Highway, close parentheses. And he has a nice picture there of some Marines. It's a pretty good picture, actually. Ben McPhee says, I once restarted until I saved them all. I may have lost one or two, but made a huge effort to keep them alive. That's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. Dedication.
Dedication. I say way too much. Generally, I do put in a good bit of effort saving Marines. I love to outfit them with power weapons and watch the carnage happen. They're pretty, but like, you know, the Marine AI is not great. Like, do you know what I mean? They will. Friendly fire is on when you're using Marines. James Whitemar says, I've always saved my Marines. It's not the same riding in a Warthog without them. I agree. Their dialogue always makes it worthwhile, I think. Jeremy S. Earl says, more of a detriment to their survival than the Covenant usually. Jesse says, depends on difficulty. If it's legendary, absolutely zero because it's pointless. I agree. Ian says, I actively kill them.
Yikes, Ian.
He shoots them for ammo. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I try to find and protect them as much as I can, says John Wren. I see a brute and they're ragged all across the map. Yeah, that's true. The brutes just smash through Marines. Justin says, Marines are secondary for me. I'm always looking for the next Covenant Flood victim and then get pissed off as there's nobody to let rip on the Warthog chain gun. I know. It's pretty bummer when you need these guys.
It's true.
Lance says, I keep as many of them alive so one can catch the plasma spike grenade meant for me. So that's a human barrier. And George says, I try to protect them. The entire time, I really get sad when they die. Single player Halo was totally lonely experience without them. I'm always bummed when they die. It's okay, George. Spencer says, if a Marine dies on normal, I'll revert checkpoint to save them. Those people I really treat like family, no one gets left behind. Fair play.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. David Elwood says, I give the Marines engraved mine beam rifles and do my best to keep them alive. I do that too. James Goodsell says, I think it's a mechanic that's missing from 4 and 5, and they're suffering because of it. Working on the other Spartans isn't as fun, as there's no feeling that you're their hero and they need your help. And the mining security personnel from 5 are horrendously unlikable. I understand what he means. David Albert says, in Halo 3, I gave an elite a hammer. Doesn't do anything with it. It's pretty fun.
Nice. A lot of people really hold their Marines dear.
Man, I'm super heartless.
You are.
I just go through the mission like normal.
I kind of do too.
I've changed tactics depending on what the difficulties I'm on and generally kind of what mood I'm in. But typically, I always try and outfit them with heavy weapons. I think that's cool. They're way more effective, and it feels like, you know, you have some kind of a squad when you go in, and I like to see them use the weapons, different weapons and stuff.
It's effective until they blow you up with a rocket launcher.
Yeah, that's like, it's a risk reward, Krista. You know what I mean? You just got to kind of roll with it. You got to accept.
But if I don't give them a rocket launcher, I have a 0% chance of getting killed by a rocket launcher.
You think that, Krista, but you'll probably kill yourself with a rocket launcher.
That's why I don't pick them up. No, you will. That's why I use snipers.
You'll probably shoot a Marine too close. It's pretty cool. I like the... It is a missing mechanic. I understand what he means. It's kind of an interesting point. Obviously, they're great for manning vehicles and stuff like that. And I think I like their little bits of dialogue. Yeah. They've always been fun and well-voiced.
Absolutely.
And with the AI, it's a little bit wonky.
All right. Did we do it?
We did it!
I think we did it. Moving on. We're getting there. All right, that will do it for a debriefing of Zabo Highway Mission from Halo 3. On the next episode, we'll be covering The Storm. Send us your thoughts at podcastevolved@gmail.com or drop us a tweet at podcastevolved on Twitter. Until next time, evolve. I didn't like my evolved. Yay. Hold on. Evolved.